for me, I'm really unhappy and disappointed at the way Sligo County Council has treated this family, and also myself in respect to getting responses back through emails. Credit to the staff down there, and it's great to see that this woman and her family now will have a roof over her head. Unfortunately, again, the issue persists that we still have 4,000 vacant homes in Sligo, and the council still haven't purchased or are intending to compulsory purchase any of the ones that are lying up. We have massive amounts of space that are lying idle, whether it's true commercial units, that these could be turned into livable space for people. And it's unfortunate to see that this is still happening. And the fact that a family were unfortunately nearly threatened with eviction this morning to be put out with two young children really puts a lot of stress on them. But again, like I said, the staff down there in TDs were excellent, but I'm really unhappy with the council.
Do we know how long this family are allowed to stay in their current accommodation?
Well, look, for the foreseeable future, unless something happens down there, but for now, there's a roof over their head, so it's a bit of a happier ending, but the fact it's still an emergency accommodation is an issue for people. I would like to think that at some stage the council will do more compulsory purchase orders to try and help ease the housing crisis, especially now. It's a good time. You're going to have TDs or people who are going around the door looking for votes. This has to be a red line issue. The lack of housing or the lack of affordable housing in Sligo, the mental health crisis, the cost of living crisis. These are all things where to put a wee bit of money in your pocket for the budget, but to take in other ways. It's an absolute disgrace to see that this happening. But again, I have to give credit to the staff down there who are completely understanding and extremely helpful. But again, unhappy with the council.
Those are long-term solutions you did mention, Councillor O'Boyle, but we do obviously need clarity and answers from Sligo County Council as to why this situation, this particular situation with this Sligo family arose in the first place and why they were seemingly, you're saying, threatened with eviction.
Well, look, that's a case that you can't really go into the details with that of protection, so I really can't say much on that. But the fact of the matter is, it's not the first time that it happened and it wouldn't be the last time. Unfortunately, when people are in emergency accommodation, it's emergency for a reason. I understand there's regulations and rules around it, but people have to be more understanding. When somebody is coming from no-fault eviction or any sort of an eviction where it's leaving families in an emergency accommodation unit, it's a lot of stress on the family. So I just believe that there should be more emphasis put on compulsory purchase orders, or like we can stick up modular units in 3 or 4 months. I don't see why that can't be done in the four corners of the county, that you put up 25 in each corner or 30, which would drastically help ease the accommodation crisis.